Masechet Me'ilah Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. We continue to talk about items that combine and those that do not. Mishnah says Ha'orla Vekileh Kerem Mistarefim Ze'im Ze. Orla, which is the fruits that come from a tree during the first 3 years that it's planted, and Kileh Kerem, Kilayim, is a forbidden mixture, but here it's with a vineyard, the produce of anything else that's planted near a vineyard, grains or vegetables. Both of these items are not allowed to be consumed. You cannot eat orla, not allowed to eat kilayim. And if either one of them fell into permitted food, in order to have bitul, the nullification of that item, you need 200 times more of the permitted item. So you have one apple that's orla that falls into 200 other apples that are permitted, you have bitul. The permitted food is allowed in that type of scenario. What we're saying here is, let's say you have 350 apples, and you have one orla apple that fell into that pile, and you have another kileh kerem apple that fell into that pile as well. If you look at them independently, they both have nullification because it's only 1 to 350 of orla, and 1 to 350 of Kileh HaKerem. So therefore, the whole pile is permitted. But if we look at them as really two, so 2 out of 350, and they're mistaref, even though they're separate prohibitions, they combine into one, then the whole pile of apples becomes problematic because you don't have a 200-to-1 ratio. So according to this opinion of Tanakama, they're mistarefim ze'im ze', they combine into each other, and therefore they would prohibit the food that they're mixed into. Rabbi Shimon Omer enan mistarefin. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, they do not combine. They're two different prohibitions, so why would they combine with each other? The last case in this Perek is going to talk about materials that could combine with each other for the laws of Tum'ah. A garment that comes into contact with a Av'at Tum'ah becomes Tameh as long as it's a minimum size to be considered a real piece of cloth, which has to be at least 3 tefahim by 3 tefahim in order to receive Tum'ah. Or in certain scenarios, let's say it's a sack that's made from goat hair, it has to be 4 tefahim by 4 tefahim. For a piece of leather, it has to be 5 tefahim by 5 tefahim to be considered significant. And a mat, which is made from reeds, has to be 6 tefahim by 6 tefahim in order to be considered a utensil, and then it could become tamer. So we'll talk about how these four materials combine. Habeged vehasak, cloth, which we said has to be a minimum of 3 by 3 in order to become tamer. And also sak, a sack made from goat hair, which has to be 4 by 4. Or hasak veha'or, sack and leather. So sackcloth, which is 4 by 4, to be susceptible to tum'ah, and the leather, which has to be a minimum of 5 by 5 to be susceptible. Or the next one, veha'or vehamapatz, leather, which we said was 5 by 5. And a mat, which we said reeds, has to be 6 by 6. All of them, mistarefim ze'im ze', they combine with each other to complete the larger measurement of the two. So if a piece of material that's made from cloth and a piece of sack were connected to each other, they can become tameh as long as the minimum size is the higher one, which is the sack, which is 4 by 4 tefahim. If it's made from a piece of sackcloth and leather, it could become tameh only if the minimum size of the combination of the two of them is the size of the leather, which is 5 by 5. If it's a combination of leather and a reed mat, it could become tameh only if it's the minimum size of the mat, which is 6 by 6. We learned in Mishnah Gimel that items of different size of Tum'ah do not combine. So when it comes to here, we're saying they do combine when they're different materials. Why is it so? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, he's questioning, why do the materials combine with each other even though they have different measurements? Because they all fit onto one umbrella category of tameh with a seat. They all could become tameh with tum'at midras, which is if a zav or other types of tameh people, if they sit down or they lie down or they get support on an item that's designated normally for use for that purpose, a chair or a bed. So all of these items fit under that category. They all could become tameh through tuma'at midras. So they have a sad hashaveh b'nehem. They have a similarity between them, and therefore we say they could combine with each other for their minimum measurements.